Atheist Nomads, episode 375. What goes around Corona rounds?
The podcast you're about to listen to includes cursing and talking about hoo-haws. Please be advised.
Welcome to another episode of Atheist Nomads. I am Dustin, and joining me right here is my lovely wife, Lauren.
Hello.
And on the live stream, you can see Aaron.
Hi.
Wait, yeah, that way.
Yes.
And yes, the groan will eventually be a part
of... Aaron's audio isn't going... Aaron, say something.
Say something.
Oh, your audio is not going to the stream. Whoops.
Oh, no.
Shocking gasp.
Like, it's not going to the stream like YouTube, so, like, I'm just talking?
You're just talking to us, so... Let me...
I'm pretending to be Aaron.
Figure out what's going on
blah,
there.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, now it's got you.
Good job.
I have been insulted a lot since coronavirus and the quarantine and all this shit's happened.
Literally trying to silence you,
it seems.
That's what's happening here.
I got a big head. Apparently, I sound like this.
Not that bad.
I didn't say you had a big head. I said on the TV, your head was real life size.
I mean, listen. That's how you spot a star.
That's true.
You kids and little bodies, but unfortunately, I do not have a little body, so.
Well, you're halfway there. Reach for the stars,
and
you might get there.
Yeah, reach for the skies, reach for the stars. I used to have that frame somewhere, but someone awful gave it to me, so I threw it away.
Oh. So, an ex-boyfriend.
I do love that quote.
I know. They like printed it out in a picture and framed it for me. And
I'll do it.
Like,
I'll do it for you.
Fuck you.
Oh my God. I should cross stitch it.
Yeah.
The rainbow stars. Oh my God.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into some news. And, of course, to help this make sense, we need to cover some background on a topic that we haven't really covered in depth in a couple years. And that is, what the hell is QAnon?
Oh, geez.
How come I don't have cool headgear? What?
It's because your birthday just wasn't, like, last...
Oh, happy late birthday!
Two people gave this. Two different crowds. And I thought, you know what? If we're going to start talking about the news, might as well put a crown on.
Yeah. All right. So,
Jesus, we have to go into these people.
Yes. Yep. So QAnon is a conspiracy theory that is often associated with Pizzagate. It actually isn't. Pizzagate was an entire year before Q. So Pizzagate was a theory that started in October 2017. Claiming that there was a child sex and cannibalism cabal operating out of Comet Ping Pong in New York City.
Ping Pong.
Washington, D.C.
No, this is New York City.
The home of Pizza Rat, I believe.
So, the idea was in the basement, they would capture children, take them down into the basement, rape them, and then eat them. And so, obviously, this is a terrible, horrible, horrible thing.
Not real.
And
so
someone with a bigger heart than brain and an assault rifle went to Comet Ping Pong demanding to be taken to the basement. There isn't one.
There's literally one level.
Literally single story, no basement. Yeah. So that was Pizzagate.
Just to let you know, please look it up, but it's a DC pizza shop.
It is?
Comet Ping Pong. It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. DC. Sorry. And
good fact checking.
That started on 4chan, of course. Then,
of course, hence the Anon part of QAnon.
Now
is later and not related.
It was interestingly started by somebody who was going by Q on 4chan, who may or may not be the same person as the later QAnon, which started a year later. So 2018. The 2018 QAnon began with somebody claiming to have Q security clearance, which
means
is a real thing. It is the Department of Energy's equivalent to top secret.
Okay.
Yeah, some White House person, supposedly.
Actually, not even White House. It's Department of Energy, like somebody who works in a nuclear power plant.
From what I've heard.
Or something.
Is that it's a person who has a lot of access to what's happening in politics.
Which could be anybody.
Except for somebody with Q security clearance. Because the Department of Energy security clearance would give you access to information about nuclear weapons and nuclear power plants, not access to any other information out there.
No pedophile rings?
I mean, you don't know that. They might be network central. They might know the movers and shakers of
true.
D.C.
They may be sucking some
we don't know who the fuck
cop.
This is. I'm pretty sure it's some dude who's down in a basement somewhere who's like, this will be fun eating pizza.
Yeah, probably.
Making me jealous.
And
I know.
Now, there have been other Anons who have contributed to this as it has grown, including FBI Anon, and CIA Anon, and White House Anon, who all add information into this growing conspiracy that is often just shortened to Q.
Right, QAnon is more of a group now.
And it has turned into an international movement of people who...
People are stupid.
Like the original Pizzagate issue, have bigger hearts than brains. The Q conspiracy is that right. There is a international cabal of powerful people, powerful pedophiles who are eating children.
My brother posted something on Facebook in regards to the red shoe conspiracy, where it's all these powerful leaders and they all wear red shoes, and that means you're in the club and that you're a pedophile, and it's like. Yeah, this is fake, but okay.
Oh,
whatever.
We can't forget to talk about there's something with deep state.
Yes. All right. So Joel in the live chat commented, "Cheese pizza equals CP equals child pornography equals comet ping pong."
Oh boy. Oh boy. Supreme pizza means supreme ruler.
So then so in this cabal is people like Hillary Clinton, of course, Barack Obama, and George Soros. George Soros is an interesting point because other than being a billionaire donor to Democratic campaigns, the only thing that distinguishes him from being the left's version of the Koch brothers, or now just the Koch brother, is that Soros is Jewish.
Therefore, a whole nother set of conspiracy theories nestle in there.
Also,
like a reptile protecting her eggs.
They claim that there's a lot of Hollywood actors that are involved.
Yeah.
Which also fits with the standard common conspiracy that Hollywood is controlled by Jews. And the deep state.
Just to show how naive I am, I didn't realize that there is this big Jewish conspiracy conglomeration until like just a little while ago. I'm like,
Oh yeah,
these are totally separate things. Reptiles don't mean Jews. What? And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
No, people really are that uncreative. Everything's based on Jews.
Globalist pedophiles means Jewish pedophiles.
That's so what? Catholics are worse and legit. So
I mean,
ignore those ones. And
a lot of this is recycling claims and conspiracies from
hundreds of years ago. Yeah.
Literally from the Inquisition. When they would hunt down Jewish people claiming that they were eating children.
I'm glad they haven't come for the atheists.
So this conspiracy has continued to grow, and it's expanded, and added into it is that Trump is the Messiah who is going to bring the... want the exact word for it. storm. That Trump is he's the Messiah who's
going to bring the storm.
And the storm is when the U.S. military is going to crack down on the members of the cabal, arresting thousands of them, imprisoning them at Gitmo, and publicly executing them, overthrowing the deep state, and bringing a military dictatorship headed by Donald Trump that will be an era of utopia and prosperity for all.
Yeah. Okay. Waiting for
they
that.
They didn't see this coronavirus coming now, did they?
No. Funny how that happens.
Although, I mean, he did send military troops to, you know, towns and shit.
Portland.
Protocols of the Elder of Zion from the live chat from Joel. Yes, that is basically half of this is drawn almost verbatim from the Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
Which is what?
Early modern anti-Jewish propaganda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a not surprise.
Yeah.
I'm pretty naive to this stuff, so it's like...
Well, yeah, no, totally, because I'm... Lord, I didn't grow up religious, did you?
No, not really.
No.
Including all the bias and hatred. Like, the first time I heard a kid use the term Jew in high school as an insult, I was so confused. He's like, don't be such a Jew. I'm like,
what does that mean?
Jewish?
I know.
Does this have something to do with, like, a synagogue or something? They're like, no, it means being a cheater and a liar. I'm like, oh, dude, that's not cool.
Oh, gosh. I know. It's so crazy how wrapped up everything is in religion. And then also, not crazy at all, but then I don't understand how other people don't.
How do people?
People not see it.
Because all it takes is one thing. And in this case, it's pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Something that everybody hates. You know, how dare you hurt children? And you get into that, and then pretty soon you're doing this, believing in all this other stuff that you didn't really believe in before, but because it's connected to this pedophilia thing,
mm-hmm.
you gotta hate it.
Well,
it's weird.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if we're talking pedophilia, I think there's something going around too that's trying to pin pedophilia on homosexuality now again. As well.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. A lot of it, a lot of that Save the Children stuff came up during the BLM protests.
Yes.
It's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, we need to have protests about pedophilia. It's like, but that's a problem.
Right. And then if you started reading into
a thing right now.
Right. It was interesting because some Mormon gal on Facebook, because I went in, I'm in and out of Facebook, but she had posted something. And of course, you know, she's got multiple children. So she's like, the children. Oh, my gosh, we need to know. And then someone did point out to her like, hey, actually, yes, we should totally be against pedophilia. But what you're sending out right now is something that's completely a different agenda.
Right.
Than
you're being sucked into something that you're not, you don't realize. And I think
it had to do with sexuality and how pedophiles say, oh no, I am the age of this young child.
Yeah.
Like, I see myself as, I'm not a 64-year-old.
And there was a TED talk where a woman was talking about how pedophilia should be considered sexuality. And
yeah.
So they're posting videos to that. They're talking about age.
Right.
And it's like, no, you guys, oh my God, can we just get back onto the reality train here
right.
and not worry about this so much, because this is going right. on. And
it's just a tactic to get people riled up distraction. And not think about tearing down.
What about the children?
Well, like, it is reasonable to, like, there is a when you come to defining things as, is it in the realm of normal, or is it a disorder that needs treatment, or is it criminal and requires incarceration? Those are all things where societal values weigh into where anything fits on kind of that triangle. And there was a time period where homosexuality was considered a mental disorder. There was a time when it was punishable by death. It has shifted as society's values have changed. We have moved, fortunately, towards a era in time where we consider it to be what you do with other consenting adults is none of anybody else's fucking business.
Right.
What you do to children is a serious problem and needs to stop.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. You said consenting adults. Yeah. Now that person's got all their faculties about them, that they're of a legal adult age, and that they are saying, yes, I'd like to do this. Where, you know, we're talking about...
And again, it was all a distraction technique.
Our society have decided that children are probably not... had the wherewithal to be like, yep, I consent to this.
And we have determined that at the same age that you can consent to go and die in battle, you can consent to have sex with someone.
I mean, that fair point?
Yeah.
Which really doesn't seem very fair at all, really. You should be able to have sex long before you have to go die in a battle.
Well, but now
not
it's
really that long. Well, now I guess it used to be. I mean, child warriors, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. And these are
terrible.
These are modern constructs. It used to be that as soon as a girl made it past puberty, she was of marrying age. And as soon as a boy was past puberty, he was of fighting age.
Yeah, I'm glad we're a little over
We've
that.
We've moved past that.
That was also like a different time. There was also like a lot
of all this Inquisition going shit going on.
Like, people didn't really live very long. You know, quality of life wasn't great. So
now we have conspiracy theorists who are trying to just confuse all of it all into one by taking stuff that is considered to be in the realm of not a societal problem and confuse it with societal issues.
I saw a very handy chart today that showed a pyramid of conspiracy theory, and at the bottom of the pyramid is stuff that actually happened, like MKUltra and the forcing abortions on minority women and that kind of stuff. And then as you go up into the more unbelievable it gets, and then until you reach the top where this QAnon stuff is, where you're so far gone, you can't get out and you need to get help. Because if you believe in any one of these, you probably believe in all of them, and it's all not real.
But it's scary because we're starting to see more and more people who are like, yeah, I'm going to be public with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's spreading. There have been QAnon marches in London.
Dose them with some weed and give them some Doritos and just get over it.
I don't know. I get more paranoid. I'd probably start thinking about conspiracies if I was smoking weed.
You're right. True. We are all wearing red shoes.
Okay, so if you react to marijuana with paranoia, don't go with that for trying to get out of it.
No.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to actual news, which items, elements of what we have just discussed plays into almost all of it.
Oh my God.
Last Saturday, Donald Trump held an event at the Rose Garden to announce the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court.
In
attendance was around 200 people, packed in tightly, almost none wearing masks.
Right.
Interestingly, Amy Coney Barrett and her husband, who both had COVID-19 in July, were wearing masks because they know how serious it is.
Been there, done that. They survived once. They're not going to risk it.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing their kids must have, too, because all their kids were there.
I haven't seen anything about their children. So, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So, in attendance was Senator Mike Lee of Utah, President of the University of Notre Dame, Reverend John Jenkins, who sat together and didn't wear masks. And there was another senator.
There was a bunch of people.
There was a bunch of senators.
Well, and then there was, if you look at the photo, you can see they're all very tightly packed in one of the gardens.
But the Rose Garden.
Yeah, because apparently
being outside makes you immune. So,
yeah, well, I guess the thing is that when like one of the other, I don't know, Trump saw some photo op that, he wanted to replicate when RBG was nominated. So he was like, look, Clinton did all this stuff in the Rose Garden. Let's also do that. But his big push is that he doesn't want people to wear masks because he feels like that would portray the fact that we don't have it under control, not the fact that people keep dying or anything like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It does. No, yeah, that's not what it's portraying.
It's the optics. I mean, it's all about the which is not surprising because Trump is all about the optics.
That's all he is.
So then Monday, he was back at the Rose Garden with an announcement about distributing COVID-19 tests to the U.S. states. Referring to the virus these test kits were for as the China virus.
Yeah, still going off that.
And he predicted the pandemic would soon be over, saying, quote, we're rounding the corner.
Yeah, that's a circle is technically, you know, a round corner, I guess, never ending. But I mean, it's just that I hate it when people use the Chinese virus or Kung Fu virus or something. Yes, it did originate in Wuhan, China, but it sucks to be Chinese or even look somewhat Asian these days because, oh my God, people are jerks.
Yeah. Yeah. In attendance for this was several members of Congress, various state officials, bunch of other random people, and very few wore masks. Because again, Trump thinks that's bad for the optics on camera. Then on Tuesday, Trump and a bunch of his people got onto Air Force One and flew to Cleveland for the debate. Almost no one on the plane wore a mask, and none of the six people prepping Trump for the debate wore masks.
I'm sensing a theme here.
No, you're building up here.
Then
Then
at the actual debate, during the debate, while interrupting Biden continuously, which we talked about last week, Trump also was insulting Biden for wearing a mask in public so much.
Yeah.
Just weird. Then
he's a classy sort of fella.
Yeah. After the debate, Trump then went back to DC and then Wednesday flew out to Minneapolis for a private fundraiser at a Minneapolis donor's home and a rally in Duluth Again, almost no one present wearing a mask.
Right.
At the...
Do we need the whole timeline here?
I know. I feel like... I mean, and then he played
okay,
around.
Okay, so he
hall,
doesn't wear a mask.
And then
he keeps
traveling
around.
He went to a dinner party. I mean, let's just be honest. Like, yeah. He's not wearing masks. Yeah. And let's just say what happened.
All right. So, but this is... I think this is interesting.
You're finally getting to... Okay.
At that rally, he... People did notice that he wrapped up after only 45 minutes.
Because he probably felt like poo-poo.
Yeah. They had figured out by that point that Hicks probably had COVID-19. Hope Hicks, former communications director for the White House, now just a counselor to Trump, figured out she probably has it, so they quarantined her on Air Force One while they all flew back to Washington, D.C.
And then they started to fall.
Hicks tested positive. Trump tested positive. Well, both Donald and Melania Trump tested positive for COVID.
Melania,
sorry.
She is Zania, though.
Two Republican senators who had been present at the Barrett announcement have tested positive, plus a third Republican senator who wasn't at it, but all three of those senators attended all three Senate GOP lunches, where all 53 right. of them get into the room, take off their masks, eat lunch, and talk.
Yeah. Let's also talk about Chris Christie's. Let's talk about Kellyanne Conway. Yep. Let's talk about Trump's head of the U.S. Health Department, I believe, also has COVID.
I wonder if his kid had it. Or is he still hiding in a bunker somewhere?
Like, they're trying to quarantine him to make it sure that he doesn't have it. I don't know. But what I found out was that at the... Pence doesn't have it, so he must be wearing that. He and Karen? I don't know. Kathy? What the hell is her name?
Doesn't have it yet, also.
No, but... I guess when they all went to the garden, everybody was like, you have to wear masks first. And then everybody got the rapid shit up their nose. Mm-hmm. And the White House uses a test that has been proven to have the highest false negative.
Yeah.
Out of all the tests.
Abbott ID
and
now.
So as
if
soon
it's
as
positive,
all of
you
them,
definitely have it. If it's negative, right. there's a 50-50.
Right. And
it's
so
better than 50-50.
I guess they all yeah. cleared. So after everyone got a test, mm-hmm. they all were shuffled wearing masks into a small room. And then they're like, guess what, everyone, you're negative. So then everyone ripped off their masks and went into the garden. So this is, yeah, I think they said that this is a super spreader event.
Yeah, definitely counts as a super spreader event. Rudy Giuliani, at least as of recording, I haven't seen anything about Rudy Giuliani or Mike Pence testing positive. They still might. Senator Johnson, he didn't go to the Rose Garden event because he was quarantining after an exposure. Then he had another exposure and has tested positive.
The man's a real slut for exposure.
Yeah. I mean... Jeez. And I'm hearing this doesn't sway anybody. And in fact, I hear on both sides, everyone's like, prove it. Prove you have coronavirus.
And it's like, dude, Trump admitted he uh-huh. has it. And that's still not enough to convince some people.
And has been admitted to the hospital.
And they're like, nope, nope. It's still fake. It's like, well,
maybe that'll be in favor of him not getting voted.
There you go.
Maybe.
Don't vote for the sick one.
All right. So then we have Matt Gaetz, Republican from, I think it's Florida.
Yeah.
I got to check since we do have Joel from Florida.
Oh, that would be embarrassing, huh?
Florida. Florida's first congressional district.
Yeah.
So yeah, Matt Gaetz from Florida's 1st Congressional District.
This is the guy that goes through logical hoops to, what, prove that it's fake?
He said that, quote, if the virus can get into the Oval Office, into the body of the president, then there is no place that it cannot possibly infect one of our fellow Americans. And that is why it's so important to continue executing on President Trump's strategy to allow our country to open up, but then to ensure we protect the vulnerable, because there is no lockdown that can be a panacea to save everyone from everything. And this is proof positive that that's the case.
Wait, so, okay, so we've just proven that it spreads to everybody. No, you can't hide from it.
Yeah.
So let's open up.
Yeah, because he says, he argues that if Trump catching COVID, even after ignoring the CDC guidance, means that coronavirus rules don't work.
Yep. The rules but don't work.
The rules were being ignored.
The
so.
Rules don't exactly. work because the rules are being ignored. But he doesn't. He's ignoring that.
Ignoring that part.
Yes, he's like, no. He is the smartest, coolest. Yeah. Highest office. He is my leader, which means that if he can get it, well,
anyone can get it.
Can get it. And so these lockdown things are fucked. Like, it doesn't work.
Yeah, okay. That is stupid. And yeah. Great hoops to jump through there.
Joel added the update or some added detail here. Quote, yeah, but he's from the Panhandle. That's basically Lower Alabama.
Ah, yes.
he was
even
born in
Florida has to stratify there.
Yep. Yeah.
Do you ever how people can like get into a good school and still come out dumb? Or is the conspiracy that they know that they will get ahead more by being so ignorant?
That is, I think you're hitting it pretty close on the second one. Yeah. You can get pretty far by playing dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I'm just going to, well, I mean, obviously by his words, I'm like, I don't think you're that stupid.
I always thought that about Trump, but he keeps proving me wrong. When he was first running for president, I'm like, oh, this is all just
I don't know. I don't.
For him to
I
make money.
Don't.
But he
think
keeps losing more money,
stupid.
So it's like, what is he? In
I don't
this
think
for?
He's that stupid. I think he's very calculated, and I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
And it's just,
yeah, it's like you look at like Ted Cruz.
You can know what you're doing and still, you know, do something wrong.
Right, but it doesn't benefit him. To be on the right side of anything.
Right. But like using Ted Cruz as an example, he went to Yale Law School a couple years, like overlapping slightly, but a couple years ahead of Andrew Torres from opening arguments. Andrew had met Cruz at Yale. He knows that he did well at Yale. That means he is not an idiot. Yet he says super stupid things all the time. There is not a chance that with his educational background that he is an idiot. He just plays one on TV because it gets him votes.
Right. Well,
because
he's
to show
state.
How smart the population is. I just like Joel's comment. I love how with this view, it looks like I'm looking down at Dustin's crotch and laughing, but I'm actually looking at Joel's comment. In Florida, the norther you go, the souther you get. And I just,
yeah, no, totally. Awesome. That is what I learned when I went into the Navy.
Oh,
Florida people aren't all alike. And then I met a girl and they were like, no, she's from Northern Florida. That's different.
So not retirement than, yeah. Florida, but meth head yeah. Florida.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh man. Between
flamboyant Miami.
Civil Florida. Air Patrol activities I did, like Cadet Officer School and the International Air Cadet Exchange. The Floridians there were usually from Northern Florida and couldn't tell they weren't from Alabama or Mississippi. Like, the things they said, the way they talked,
I mean,
the accent, it was all spot on.
Right. Not everybody from these states are what we're trying to say, though. So I should say that.
Yeah. I know. We got some.
Like, I have met plenty of nice, intelligent people from every state. But there is the, I mean, that's like,
we're from Idaho. So we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
When people find out I'm from Idaho, apparently, you know, I'm a white supremacist.
You're a white supremacist and a Mormon.
That grows potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And what's funny is the
short potato farmer.
Actually, the white supremacists and Mormons in Idaho are from two separate extremes of the state. Except it kind of looks like most of Idaho's probably white supremacists, just not the ones that people
I was like, shit, you're right. When people were like, no, they're still here. No, and like, especially in Coeur d'Alene, no, they're still here. I was like, nah. And now it's like, oh yeah, they're still here.
They're everywhere.
And there's a lot.
Like
of
the cockroach.
Yeah. We'll get
Which
back
we
to...
we don't really have a lot of in Idaho, but...
But we will be getting to local white supremacists soon. So hold on.
Yay. Dock it.
InfoWars has a new contributor who got a whopping 2% of the vote in the primary running against Nancy Pelosi for Congress.
Wow. Big winner there.
California does a top two primary, open primary. Everybody runs and the top two vote getting candidates move on to the general election. That often results in two Democrats or two Republicans in the general election running against each other in states that are safely one party or the other. That also works out for the other side in that when they get to the general election, whoever gets the most votes from the other political party will usually win. So it has a tendency to result in more moderate candidates winning, which is kind of interesting.
And it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Theoretically, on paper.
Uh-huh. But
this was not one of those top percenters.
This is not. She got 2%. Deanna Lorraine, she is now a... Yeah, she's working on InfoWars and is a QAnon promoter.
Well, there's been a couple of candidates, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But this one's just kind of interesting in some of the things she said. First off, quote, "I'm just going to say what we're all thinking. Trump was fine until the debate, where they set up microphones and podiums for him. Incubation period is usually 2 to 3 days. He tests positive a couple of days after the debate. I put nothing past the left. Nothing."
Yep.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We've got people on the left who are official coughers, and you go and you cough on microphones.
At the Cleveland Clinic. Now, she does have a few details wrong. One is the incubation period is usually 2 to 3 days. That's for influenza, not COVID. Incubation period for COVID is usually 3 to 8 days, but can be as much as 14 days.
Which
so
is
she's
why
way off.
Quarantine for 14 days.
Yep. And Trump tested positive on the Abbott ID Now, which is really, really bad at testing for very early infections, which would suggest if he tested positive Thursday night, he probably caught it at least Monday or Saturday, not Tuesday.
Okay.
Most likely.
Yeah, but then there's going to be someone who was like, there was a person inside that place
that
coughed all over.
Licked it. Licked that microphone.
Yeah.
And her name was...
Well, no, like licked her name the room.
Was,
and
her name was Hope Hicks.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. We know who it was who was there coughing on people. It was Hope Hicks.
Ugh.
Actually, I don't think she was coughing on people.
Sucked to be in her position.
The coughing didn't start till the next day, but she was definitely infectious at that point.
I mean, she just breathed like a person where that's the whole point of wearing the mask and staying 6 feet apart and not touching your face and washing your hands all the time.
Yeah, but some people might have caught it, but not everybody. And now, whoops.
Heck, right. It's why Aaron is a couple miles away from us recording from home instead of sitting on the couch here.
Yes, exactly. I will not be in small spaces with people.
Or their children.
I'm not even going back to work for a while.
Yeah, you're working from home all the time now?
Yeah. Well, I have been, but yeah. I guess.
No chance of going back anytime soon, though.
No.
Hmm. All right, so Lorraine had more stuff. She retweeted a CNN post about Trump's risk factors for COVID, saying, quote, "Look at them celebrating already. When he beats us, will you admit you are all wrong?" Stating that Trump has risk factors is stating facts.
Yeah. He's older. He's overweight. He's
a
recent medical history.
Asthma's not a risk factor.
No, actually. Which surprised me because asthma traditionally is an inflammation reaction, which is what COVID causes. But no, it's I guess it's more neurological and heart conditions, right?
Breathing issues are a problem. Asthma is just it doesn't increase the chance of COVID being severe. But COVID increases your attack of having an asthma attack if you have asthma.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. We just don't know.
We know some things, but we don't know a lot. We do know that Trump has his age, his weight, and the fact that he is male and he has COVID-19, likely to have a severe case.
Wasn't there an issue with the fact that they thought he might be having heart issues?
Strokes or something.
He
was sick.
Didn't he disappear for a second? No. This was during graduation time.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was during some military graduation, and there's pictures of him all bent over and needing help getting down off the stage. And then he didn't tweet for a few days, and
which is weird.
Yeah. Right. People were wondering because of the way that he was acting. They thought he had COVID at first, but then the thought was that he was having some kind of medical issue,
we'll ever know until after he's gone. But
no. And then it's all going to be hearsay anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Lorraine had one other interesting point that this article has that is, I think, worth talking about. She wrote, quote, "Does anyone else find it odd that no prominent Democrats have had the virus, but the list of Republicans goes on and on?"
No, because Democrats tend to wear masks. Why is this so hard? Yeah. Why? Dumb. Bad Lorraine.
Yeah.
That's because we believe in science.
Well, at least we have a firm grasp of germ theory. Jeez.
Well, I think the thing is that what's happening is that people who are Democrats are listening to the experts and the scientists and saying this is the best way to make it so that you don't contract this very contagious virus that we have no idea what could happen to you if you get it.
Yep.
And I think the scary thing, though, I mean, here's the thing. There's that Schadenfreude, right? Shoot. Trump, sorry, you got it. Hope you don't die, but I kind of like how you got it. But there's another part that's very scary because then he is going to recover and start lying about it.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah. And lying about what he got treated with and what works and all this other stuff, all the stuff that people are like, hey, wait, no. We don't know if that's going to work because we haven't studied that yet. Mm-hmm. But
that's my biggest fear.
He's also went to the hospital and has been put on one of those experimental drug things, too, even though he's not, because they've only been giving it to people who are on a ventilator or about to go on a ventilator. That's Mm-hmm. But he's like, oh, just give it to me. I'm guessing that's what's happening.
Now, one thing that is interesting with those experimental drugs is because of how rare they are and the side effects they have or can have, they're usually not giving it to people until it's really bad. They are way more effective.
Are we talking about like the hydrochloroquine or whatever?
No, this is Remdesivir and...
Yeah, and it's for antibody people therapy. Who have like rheumatoid arthritis and things like that.
And also an antiviral.
Right.
Both of those drugs work better if you get it... The antibody therapy as well works way better if you get it early in an infection. So the fact that Trump got those as like as soon as he tested positive increases his chance of success, where the average person doesn't have that treatment available.
Exactly. Right. So if he has a light case, that's the most damaging that can happen because he'll come back and say, see, I beat it, no problem. You guys are just blowing it out of proportion and being weak and losers. Right. It's like,
and instead of getting irritated, like everybody should, about then that shines another problem of healthcare issues and not having healthcare for the average American, so they can't go through this. No one's going to look at that. No one's going to say that's the problem, because then they're just going to come back, just like the taxes, and be like, well, he's smart. Well, he's smart.
No, no. Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. And it sucks. And we got to be vigilant, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. But there's also this part where it's like, oh my God, how much more?
How much more idiocy can we possibly take?
Right. I mean, because there's other stuff that needs to happen too, right? Like, we have a lot. That's the shitty part. Like, this is part of that awful system, but no one's going to focus on that.
Yeah.
And no one wants to talk about the awful system that we have all set up and has all been created when we started this country.
Yeah.
Because it was old white dudes. It doesn't work anymore.
No.
All right. So for a local story, the Emmett Huskies were up 35-0 against the Caldwell Cougars. High school 35-0. Football.
35-0. Seriously?
35-0 at halftime. Well, during the first half, and these were both 4A high school teams playing against each other in Caldwell, Ammon Bundy, who lives in Emmett, drove to the game and tried to force his way in. They refused to let him in because he refused to wear a mask.
Because he's Bundy.
He does have kids on the team.
He wanted to go see the game. Kids on. This was not a political stunt. He wanted to go see the game. Right.
And then he turned it into a political stunt.
Oh, yeah. He recorded the whole thing.
Yeah. Yep. Caldwell police asked him to leave after he refused to mask up. The principal asked Caldwell police to arrest him, and they refused.
Right, because he was trespassing at that point.
Yep. Well, yeah, and they said they wouldn't drag him out. And I think the whole reason why was like, we're not going to have this in the Statesman again, because he got dragged out of two things back to back at the State House.
And then finally, with him still refusing to leave and leaning up against a fence, they went ahead and just canceled the game.
Which is too bad. But I think they would rather cancel the game than turn it into a police escort. This way, and one of the theories that I heard is like, if you cancel the game, that hits the community. The community says, God, this guy is being a real asshole. While if it's just him getting arrested, it's like, okay, that guy's being an asshole, but he has every right to be an asshole. But not when it affects your kids and your kids' football team and blah-de-blah.
Which is crazy to me. So I guess what happened, too, was that they never let him in. He and his little followers were all outside and they're all recording. I guess even the Emmett football coach came up, and then Eamon was like, you know, like basically telling him that he's not standing up for his rights and that he's just, you know, basically being like, you're a sheep. Why are you doing that? This is what Eamon's saying to the coach. Like, I can't believe you're doing this. And I think, you know, I think the school's did a really great thing, because then in the article that I read was like, it made him seem like a giant ass. And then they interviewed the principals and the coaches, and I think community members, who were all like, this is really sad because they've been having a great football season and we wish we could have finished the game because they're like doing really well. And we can't believe that a father, I feel like they only said that once, but I wish they had said that more. Like, this was a father of a team member.
Yeah, it sucks to be his kid.
And they were trying to say, like, please don't punish the school. Please don't punish the, you know,
the players.
These to do with the players. This is all just one guy trying to get out there who just couldn't follow the rules.
Wouldn't follow the rules.
Yes, exactly.
Plus,
but also, I saw a police officer picture, and the police weren't wearing a mask either.
Yeah. Interestingly, and
I think that's why they didn't arrest him.
Every mask order, police are exempted from wearing masks while on duty.
That's just like when you say they can play on their computer and they can text on their phones while they're driving their car. They're all exempt from that too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. Because it somehow impedes their job performance.
I mean, they're also exempt from ever, you know, actually getting prosecuted for murdering people too. So yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
Woo, you're a crazy person if you think that.
All right. So now we're going to talk about actual pedophiles.
Damn it.
Camden.
Hey, they're not dead babies. Okay. They're just fucked babies. Oh, I made myself sad.
Camden, New Jersey's Roman Catholic diocese has been in. They've had. At least 141 people.
They've had issues
involved in lawsuits against them for sex abuse when they were children.
Yeah,
a lot. And so they managed to talk about 2/3 of the victims to join a group to get paid out of a specific fund that was getting set up to do payouts to this group. So pooling it.
Mm-hmm. So like a class action thing?
Kind of. Then, after they'd paid out to about 1/3 of the people in the group, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
The Catholic Church did?
The diocese did. That bankruptcy will put the entire group into being a single creditor. The 1/3 of victims who didn't join the group are also individual creditors, and all of their other utilities and creditors that they actually...
Creditors?
Creditors as in people who they owe money to.
Totally. But we're also talking about predators too. Yes. So.
Which means they won't have to pay out hardly anything more.
That's unfortunate.
One reform I would like to see is some of the financial liability compartmentalization that organizations have removed. If you're one part of the richest organization in the world, you have enough money to not need to file bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is also the people who, this is also the small entities.
Yes.
Sections who were like, let's get millions in COVID relief. Even though it's like, no, you're part of an organization who is specifically has funding so that these things don't happen.
Yep.
Fucking franchises.
And the subsidiary would be the correct term. The fact that you can have that much liability from your subsidiaries is ridiculous. And every single diocese that declares bankruptcy Rome should have to pay for that. The Vatican should have to pay. And if they refuse to, they should be able to go and take some of the gold plating on the walls of cathedrals to pay for it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hey, and a lighter note, did you know that Trump's personal assistant also has COVID-19 now? Just according to this Bloomberg article.
Just another domino falling there on the House of Cards or whatever analogy.
At present.
They should make what? The House of Cards Trump edition.
Nice.
Netflix, get on it. Give me some royalties.
At present, the list of people associated with Trump who are having been at one of his events recently that has COVID is ridiculous. By the time this is released on the RSS feed, it is going to be much, much bigger.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Well, sorry. Do you like how I tried to be like, listen, fucking Catholics, and I'm so tired of them, and every time they do something shitty, awful, fucking hate them. Anyway, yeah. But now let's go back to COVID. No.
Yeah. All
right, that's life. That's life right now for everybody here. So not really surprising.
Right.
And for our final news story, we have the first volley in the war on 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 Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Already? Oh, my gosh.
Already.
Not even Halloween yet. As soon as the Christmas decorations come out, so do the lawsuits.
I won't tell you what's in the corner that I made Christine for my birthday, because it gives good lighting.
No.
Warm. It's not decorated, but it's just, you know, in the corner. The nice, white, bright, comfy light.
Now, you can use Christmas lights. Because they're just plain white lights.
It's attached to the tree.
Very
it's
cozy.
To the
That's
tree.
Too far. Aaron, it's not even Halloween yet.
I know.
Orange.
I put a star on it, though.
Orange and purple lights are okay.
Or you could also say this is just the most recent volley in the 2017 War on Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Because it all started with a lawsuit filed in 2018. An atheist who wanted a ruling saying that the nativity scene at her county courthouse violated her civil rights.
Oh, right. Okay. Uh-huh.
The county has been arguing that ending the exhibit would be hostility to religion.
So did they decide to, like, put up everybody? Haven't we been over this story before?
We have. Yes.
It's new.
Either this one or one exactly like it, because...
Because it keeps happening.
Where then everybody can have something.
Yes, and they decided, no... Not everybody needs to have one, and we will go to court, and we will say that by making us allow other things, you're being hostile to our religion, and that is not freedom of religion.
Burn it down.
So this is now before the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals. 7th Circuit Court of Appeals, which I believe is the one that... Amy Coney Barrett is currently on.
Yep.
And so they will be hearing that case soon. And FFRF got this back into the news, filing a brief, friend of the court brief, asking the court to rule that the nativity display is unconstitutional. Since a nativity at a courthouse...
It is, it has been, it always will be.
Yeah.
And I can just imagine being a judge and rolling my eyes and going, oh my God, seriously, people, again?
Yes, but where is this again?
Indiana.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's just like saying it in Idaho, you know? That's just like, so then they'll do some really stupid shit, like, you know, saying, hey, that's public land up there. There shouldn't be a cross that overlooks the city. And they're like, oh, guess what? We'll just sell this small piece of land that the cross is on.
You know what?
Yeah. Okay, if they want to sell the county courthouse, go for
it. No, but if they're, if it's outside, then maybe they'll be like, look, we'll just sell this little tiny patch of land.
Tiny little patch.
And for the nativity scene to get on.
It was.
So it was done.
It was a nice break during the smoky, hazy days a couple weeks ago. You couldn't see the cross.
I don't actually care
color of the light perfectly matched the light of the smoke, and you couldn't see it. It was kind of funny.
It is. Like, the thing is that I just choose to ignore it. I feel like when people
we all see
it and get angry, that's what gives it more power.
Like, I just want to put a big no sign up there.
I know.
Circle. I know. But that's what Satanists are for, you know. They need to go up there and put something up, or
why don't they just turn it upside down?
There you go. Flip, because that's a freaking hella big piece of machinery. No,
it
to is. Move.
It really is.
Ugh.
It's
anyway. I think if more people understood why it was put up, then they would probably be more against it. But. Oh. The whole Boise Boys story is pretty dead now, so it's kind of hard to see it as a homophobic symbol versus just a we're just a happy Christian city,
right?
In the most non-Christian city in Idaho.
I know, right? Well, I thought you were going to talk about how Melania got caught saying how much she doesn't give a crap about Christmas and the administration that's like most about like
the war on Christmas.
About the war on Christmas.
Now I have to give her credit for that. She doesn't want to be bothered with that.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, wait, this is my job, is to take care of the fucking Christmas decorations.
And it's very clear she does not give a shit.
She does not like it. She shouldn't have to do it. She should get a pass on that. She should get a pass on being first lady. She doesn't want to be it. So just let her disappear with Baron and just go away.
I thought what she wanted to do was just hang out in New York with him, but then it was expensive or some shit like that.
Well, then Trump got threatened to be arrested and he pulled them out or something.
Yeah. So the other thing is that I did just watch it. Did you guys watch the clip of when Trump was like, and Melania wanted to be here, and she was standing right next to him.
With this
is like a recent thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think he's confusing. Maybe he thought that he was saying Ivanka wanted to be here or whatever, like his daughter. I don't know.
I don't know, but I love people's like Melania, blink three times if you need help.
Right.
But she doesn't blink. Because she's a robot.
She's just like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
She's like, I just wanted to marry a rich guy. I did want him to run for president. This sucks.
I just wanted a kid, maybe. And just like hang out in New York. And now my Sex and the City dreams are over.
Yeah, Mr. Bigley. That's the one Sex and the City reference I know. So enjoy
Mr.
it.
Big.
I know,
just big.
But Trump says Bigley, so it was a mystery.
Oh, he does.
So that was the one Sex and the City joke you'll ever get out of me.
It's Mr. Ooch.
Ooch.
Ooch. Okay, Dustin, what are you doing in your crotch right now?
I'm pulling up the entries on the contest.
Oh, you guys had a contest?
We have a contest.
I mean, Aaron! At least pretend.
I mean, yeah.
That we asked listeners to send us who they thought was the biggest bum in history.
Oh, we need a bumper.
Biggest bum in history who is currently revered as a religious figure.
All right, so.
There's a lot there. We had quite a few good ones.
Keith Raniere from NXIVM. Oh my God, I've gone down a rabbit hole of NXIVM.
Oh. All right, so we've got from Randy was our first one. Randy's was Trump. The full answer was quote, Well, Dustin, of course, the world's worst religious character is Donald Trump. He is the god of white nationalism.
Yeah, and I thought, like, he's the chosen one, right? Like
a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like he's
evangelical white nationalism, which I think is actually kind of like a duh.
Just hold on and stand by, everyone.
So, you know, I had to, of course, press him on that one because the question was someone who's a bum, which, of course, is vague. In the line of Buddha, it would be somebody who abandoned all earthly possessions. Trump, on the other hand, has at least enough money to have literally tens of millions of dollars in debt.
I mean, are you trying to say, like, homeless people aren't worth anything right now? Because I feel like you're, like, skirting that line.
No.
A bum is usually somebody who mooches, I think.
Okay.
I think that's a big difference.
I would still think that Trump is like that because I watched a whole docuseries on how he was like borrowing from banks, even though he probably should be in jail for that because he lied to them about things.
Oh, yeah. No.
Out bankruptcy. I mean, I hear that you say he has money, but apparently he does not have as much money.
He has a lot of debt.
Which is why
I think the idea of him being a bum is perfectly legit.
Yeah. So the follow-up I got from Randy on how do you consider him to be a bum? And his answer was, yeah, okay, I guess it would be how you define poor, lol. Well, his daddy did give him $500 million. Okay. Generic poor.
Poor people are bad, though.
Maybe L. Ron Hubbard, I guess.
Oof, God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to accept the initial one of Trump. Trump is somebody who likely will lose all possessions very soon.
He lives a high lifestyle on other people's money.
Yep.
That he claims is his own.
Yeah. He's a bum who manages to appear rich.
Yes.
It's fair.
Legit. Randy, you get a book. You get a book. And you get a book. And you get a book.
We have Daryl. I would like to submit Gandhi as a revered religious bum. He lived an ascetic lifestyle, had interesting sleep habits to tempt himself with young women, and is highly revered.
I don't know about his sexual preferences, but the giving up all earthly possessions and then living off of other people's generosity is...
Right.
Yeah, that's a good...
He was known for being... Can't remember if it's... I think it's young women. It might be just young people in general, but he may be a pedophile.
Hmm.
Okay. Bum.
You might want to do some research, which I did hear about later on, where people were like, after the movie came out, they were a little bit like, ooh, I think we forgot to talk about the fact that he not so great.
There's always the flip side.
All right.
And he's like the Pope.
From Danielle, we got the Pope.
Yeah.
No explanation needed there. Again, living a high lifestyle and other people's money.
And to be Pope, you have to be a priest. And to be a priest, you have to take a vow of poverty, which means you can't have possessions. You have to live on other people's wealth. So, yeah, it fits. And from Kim, via the website, we got, who is the biggest bum that people worship? Joel Osteen. This guy supposedly preaches about God. His God is the almighty dollar. Actually, any one of the TV press cheese could be put on this list.
Yeah. This is true. You get a book.
Yep. So that is four entries.
Cheese. Oh, sorry. Four entries.
So yeah, everybody gets a book. Congratulations.
Thank you. I know, right? I really want pizza. I'm still stuck on Pizzagate.
Lauren, you skipped lunch.
I had a couple
bites. So did I. I'm just waiting for this to end so I can go and get food.
I've been waiting for this to end so I can go take a nap. But now my hunger is overcoming napness.
Not that I'm trying to say, like, let's get
this. Now I want to eat pizza in bed while watching Adam's Family.
Okay.
He's like, that's oddly specific.
We did also get some additional feedback from Revan on COVID-19 and explaining why plasma as a providing additional information on why Jehovah's Witnesses have issues with plasma and convalescent plasma for COVID treatment.
Right. Because we did talk about that.
It turns out it is very convoluted. Yeah.
The Jehovah's Witnesses' beliefs are convoluted? What?
It started off with being against organ transplant, saying that that was cannibalism. And
I don't think they understand that word correctly.
Also, no blood transfusion because the Bible says don't eat blood.
Not eating it again. Mm.
And
I'm hungry though.
Then in the
don't eat blood. Did not eat red meat.
And what's interesting here is Revan was raised JW, so talks about the late 90s and early aughts, smaller fractions being developed. So Watchtower Society, the actual leading organization for Jehovah's Witnesses, had to update. Those fractions had actually been around since the 50s. It just took the Jehovah's Witnesses a few decades to realize they'd been around. But yeah, it was... So the four components they look at it as is red blood cells, white blood cells, plasma, and platelets.
It's a form of cannibalism.
And it's a,
not that you can really make sense of any religion's belief, right? Because it's all kind of like wonky. But yeah, okay. Cannibalism.
Yep. So they had a brief period where they considered if it's just the red blood cells would be eating blood. Other components of blood would not be because it's not blood. And now they're going with, yeah, it is.
Just to keep their religion from fracturing, I guess?
Just to be...
have a standard?
Weird, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and so that's all we got on feedback, and we don't have any new patrons, but if you want to support the show, you can find out how at patreon.com/atheistnomads. Or at atheistnomads.com/donate. If you want to contact us, you can use the feedback form on the website or email us at contact@atheistnomads.com. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
Thanks and your mustache, me. I guess. What are you doing over there?
No, I was like, oh, shoot. I have lipstick on. Did I just get it on my upper lip? But no, I don't think so.
I thought you were playing with a mustache. You're like, oh, crap. Did I forget to shave?
Oh, my God. Did I forget? Does it look like I have a mustache?
Wax.
Oh,
no. There we go.
And Lauren, thank you as well.
Yay. Thank you. You owe me ice cream.
What? And listeners, remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Atheist Nomads. You can find show notes and contact information at atheistnomads.com. Follow us on Twitter at Atheist Nomads. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/atheistnomads. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. And while you're there, feel free to leave us a review. Theme music is courtesy of Sturdy Fred. Until next time, this has been the Atheist Nomads.